my wife was a little upset with me, more because of the concern for me than out of anything else.
Professor Martin Vella is Dean of the Faculty of Health Sciences at Wits University.
Lots of people are fearful of going into studies. One needs to always be well informed, and I was in the fortunate position of being well informed. So no, I wasn't particularly concerned, and my relatives, well, you know, that was my decision eventually.
Vella explains that the first leg of his journey as a trial participant began at the Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital in Soweto.
It was remarkably well organized. It was really absolutely incredibly professionally done. I had been there a few days before to get screened. They wanted to firstly make sure that people who were going on to study were not carrying the virus and also had not shown signs of a previous infection.
After the necessary blood tests, it was time to step up to the plate, as the academic puts it.
And then, yeah, I was given an injection. What is in the injection, I don't know, and will only know once the study is unblinded.
Vella says he wasn't nervous because none of the 5,000 people who've already received the substance in the UK have reported any major adverse effects.
It is not an attenuated form of the virus, so it is in fact another virus that only carries a particular gene for one of the components of the coronavirus. And the virus that is used is an adenovirus that in itself has already been manipulated so that it causes very mild symptoms, if it causes any symptoms at all.
He believes a vaccine is the only way to stop the devastation that COVID-19 is wreaking. And it'll be great if he can help turn it into just another nuisance virus by participating in the trial.
Having the background information, not being particularly concerned about the safety because it has been shown to be safe, and because we really are desperately needing it, I felt it was my civic duty to do so.
Vella says it's very important for Africa and the world that the continents involved in the study.
Every health intervention needs to be tested across as broad a spectrum of people as possible in order to be absolutely sure that it is effective and equally effective across the world. There's lots and lots of examples of medications and other interventions that just do different things in different parts of the world.
He's convinced that South Africa's participation will help the continent to access the vaccine when it's eventually available.
To a large degree, I think that there's a moral obligation on the part of the manufacturers and the suppliers of these agents to ensure that if these have been studied in particular populations, that they also make them available to those populations.
Vella says drug multinationals often ignore Africa because they can't make enormous profits on the continent. He hopes that South Africa's presence in the vaccine trial will override this situation and ultimately save millions of African lives. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.